Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, let's start today's show off with a little article here. In Romney's darkest hour, the former First Lady of Massachusetts discusses her new memoir, In This Together, My Story, detailing her battle with multiple sclerosis. Gee, I wonder how I know about that. With a major gift, the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Romney is helping scientists get closer to a cure for MS, Alzheimer's, ALS, Parkinson's, and brain tumors. Launched in 2014, the Ann Romney Center for Neurologic Diseases houses 250 scientists and researchers under one roof to unlock the mysteries of the brain. Romney says we spoke with her about her book and her husband's retirement from politics and what she's learned from living with MS. Was it hard for you to write about such a sensitive topic? Yes, it was. I had to recreate how I was feeling. I wish I'd taken better notes. You always wish that. I'm sure I had to go back and relive it. It was hard because it was really dark and a frightening place to be in. Do you find it at all helpful to relive the experience? I wanted to be helpful for those who were going through it. At my book signings, a lot of people are coming up to me and saying they have MS and saying thank you. It's exactly how I felt. This is your third book. Did you ever think you'd be an author? All of this is like, what? Are you kidding? I never thought this would happen. I was into such a dark place when I was first diagnosed, and at that point I never thought I was going to have another great day for the rest of my life. Back at all these amazing things that happened, honestly, having this illness brought me in contact with so many people, and it has made me want to be a crusader for finding a cure for neurologic diseases, and that, of course, would never have happened. You can never foresee the things that will happen in your life. You called MS your greatest teacher. I call it my cruelest teacher at times, too. I have left pretty humbled and raw. It made me evaluate who I was and what was important. I learned to have empathy for others and to feel as though I could make a difference. I try as I have to have an impact on the disease itself and try to figure out how we could translate treatments and cures. Proceeds from your book will go to the Ann Romney Center for Neurologic Diseases. How did that center come to be? Howard Weiner, one of my center's coordinators, is my physician. When it looked like Mitt would win, I would involve myself with. I always thought about bringing more attention to multiple sclerosis and trying to find a cure. About a year after the loss, I was in Weiner's office, and he and I were saying, what a shame, we could have done it. And I said, you know what, let's do it anyway. It won't be as big, but it's better than nothing. Speaking of Mitt, how does it feel not to be part of a presidential race this year? Basically, Mitt and I high-five each morning. Couldn't be more pleased. A little article there about multiple sclerosis and Ann Romney, the wife of former presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Time for a little poetry readings. This is for my special love, so calm and sweet as a dove. She's an angel to me. She's set my heart free. My special love is just us two. No one else will ever do the things she says to me every time we shall meet. I want her for all my life to be my loving wife. She has a smile so soft in style. I'll love her all the while. Yes, this is for my special love, so calm, so sweet as a dove. She's an angel to me. She set my heart free. Oh, my special love. The news is new, so listen, my dear. You may sweetly learn. Let me make it so clear. I'm in love with you. There's nothing, nothing you need to do except always be you. Get to that next one. Fingers don't work too good sometimes. I turn these pages. You're my sunshine, darling. You never let me stay down. A smile from you, it's only you, means I can't frown. You're my inspiration, the reason I'm me. You make my thoughts float, float on the wind to you across the sea. Okay, as soon as I get my code punched back in here, we'll play a song. Okay, here's Bob Showdown and Breakfast Tacos for Ya.
Breakfast tacos for ya. Oh my God.
Oh, mighty Jaja.
Jaja. We do deal for all my dear Jaja. Egg white, green peppers,
breakfast tacos for ya. Breakfast tacos for ya. Making breakfast tacos for ya. Hey, breakfast tacos for ya. Breakfast tacos for ya. Breakfast tacos for ya.
Making
breakfast tacos for ya.
Bob Showdown. Breakfast taco for ya. I wish I could write. I wish I could sing. Oh, I'd do anything. Yes, anything for your love. For your love, I'd really try to reach out and touch the sky. If I had to, I'd even die for your love. For your love makes me complete. It's all in this world I'll ever need. Oh, baby, don't ever leave. Don't you ever even go, 'cause you're everything I ever want to know. Here we go with these pages again. Some place I don't recognize when I've seen it all. All of it is too much. I only need one to really trust. It's the one that's real. She makes my heart feel. Yes, love is always near when I see my sweet dear. But right now I'm alone in this old, old house. That's not really a home as my heart turns to stone. Yes, all of it is too much. I only need a soft touch and a sweet, sweet smile to really know in my soul that life is worthwhile. Give me the truth. It won't hurt. You won't be the last, and you're sure not the first. Give me time. It's all I really want. Let's not play games or put up a front. Give me all. Our lives are not like pie. Don't slice me in pieces. It just makes me feel less alive. Give me hope for today, because dreams are so few. I need a heavenly vision from an angel like you. Christmas is just another day, thinking of only you, and you're so far away. Christmas, I wish you were my gift. I'd die for just one sweet kiss. There's nothing I can do that can be undone. Another day, it's just Christmas, and I'm a lonely one. Oh, tonight I dream. I dream upon a star. You see it too, no matter where you are. Yes, Christmas is just another day, sleeping in this cold, cold room. Surrounded by only the words we say. Oh, Christmas, it's not what it should be. No one around my lonely tree. I need your love, your heart, to really be free. Without you, Christmas is just another day. Dehumanizing, it's invasive. To my life, you know what I mean, that thing called Skype. No one ever looks the same. To me, you see, it's always the same. And never very nice, yeah, that's Skype. I feel like an animal in a zoo. We stare and maybe share a word or maybe more than a few. It's not something I like, that's Skype. Yeah, I tried and tried it before, I'm sure you have too. But I don't do naughty for anyone, not even you. 'Cause I have a life, leave me alone. I'll take a phone over nasty, fasty Skype. Do you know, do you care how hard it is to share my life, my thoughts, my dreams on a 10-inch screen? Rejection is a hurting thing. Oh, in this life, what does it mean? Electronically connected, some loved, some disrespected. But now we're all expected to be like you and me. But baby, is that being free? The world is shrinking. I was thinking just today how it's all gone away. Privacy, love, and anything we say. The world is open and free, just like the love between you and me. There's no room for jealousy. Trying to turn pages again. Can't get my fingers to work right. Well, that's frustrating. Okay. I'd like to close your open door, turn off the lights, and turn back the sheets. I'd show you how to do things differently, you see. Oh, yes, baby, just you and me. Change, yes, rearrange your current life. Give you peace and love where all now is strife. I can, I may, I might, if you will stay with me for just one night. You've got that special something, a knowledge of who you are. You're much more than just one thing. Honey, it's true, I'm looking at a superstar. Another night all alone in a house that's not a home without you, oh, without you. Another waste of my time, why am I even alive without you, oh, without you. Another reason to cry, why do I even try without you, oh, without you. Another lonely end to days without end, without you, oh, without you. I need something, the one thing I'll never have without you, oh, without you. Could I be for anyone but not for everyone? 'Cause I'm only for you, darling, in your heart, the very deepest part, you know that's true. I can do anything at most any time and be ignored of this, I'm sure. But just one glance, even the smallest chance from you, only you, would turn my world, my life around. There's nothing worth something without you. I know what to do if I ever in this life get to really love you. For another song, here's Bob Showdown and the Deadliest Catch Dedication.
I can't stop watching the Deadliest Catch. Oh no, I can't stop watching the Deadliest Catch. I can't stop watching the Deadliest Catch. I will never stop watching the Deadliest Catch.
You gotta set that pause. Pull up that pause.
counting up the crowd to see what you got.
Showdown, and some, this is how some people dance.
People, they dance on their own now. Some people like to dance in a line.
Go ahead, Millie.
Some people dance, touch step, touch step, touch step. Some people dance, hammer time. Some people dance in the middle of a circle.
Go ahead.
With all their homies screaming their name.
This is how some people dance. 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 This is how some people dance.
Show for today. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, great night, wherever you are. See you next time. Bye.